evening, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill, and welcome to Psychic Every Day. And I'm coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. SkidRowStudios.com. We are real radio on the internet. So I'm so happy to be here tonight live, and I'm here with my friend Mindy, as ever. Good to see you, Mindy.
Hello. Good evening.
Are you ready for a spooky evening?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Mindy and I are going to be working this one. I'm going to be giving Mindy a reading tonight as part of what I do, and I haven't even told you all yet.
Oh, but I'm excited.
It's past lives. What do you say?
Yeah, I think I might have had some.
I think so, Mindy. I'm pretty sure about it. We'll be getting to your reading, definitely.
Okay,
I'm ready. In a little bit, but I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, too.
Thank you.
I hope everyone's watching on live stream because you look lovely tonight.
Why, thank you. That's very nice and really nice way for you to remind people when I forgot. So thank you. You can go to livestream.com and look for skidrowstudios.com and you'll find us.
Oh, yeah.
And it is really nice. Every time I come into the studio, we have more cameras. So there's three, and I have a feeling there'll be one above us next time. I don't know. I have somewhere, maybe on the floor.
That would be cool. Yeah, up the skirt. No.
Not up the skirt, but maybe it would be like the
disco ball camera.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do have a disco ball here at Skid Row Studios. This is a fancy place, you guys, so absolutely. But anyway, so what we're doing tonight and what I'm doing tonight, I'm bringing you another show in my October series focusing on spirit. And this is a show about psychic energy and about all things psychic. I'm a professional psychic. And what I'm doing tonight is a show about past lives. It's called The Past Life Show, funnily enough. And I'll be talking about past lives and different energies having to do with past lives and things I've experienced, and also as a psychic, what I've read with past lives. And then I will be offering you, my listeners and callers, a little past life reading, meaning a mini reading. You can get a past life read if you call on up during my show tonight. My number here, just to give you the advance warning on the number so you can write it down and have it standing by handy, 1-800-893-9562. I also want to remind those of you who want to watch this on your phone that you can go to Stitcher.com and Stitcher.com makes it easy for you to do that. So you can get to us in all kinds of ways. But a couple things before I get to my callers, I've already got people lined up for this, which is, you know, it's always a popular topic, but it's a really fun one. It's one of my very favorite topics to read and to talk about. And every time I get to give a past life reading to somebody, it's just so interesting and enjoyable for me. I really love it. A past life reading, or just looking at your past lives, you know, for you and your own experience with your past lives, your relationship with all those past lives you've had. A past life reading is a hello to your spirit. You know, it's you as more than just this lifetime. And if you have ever walked around feeling like you've been someplace before, like maybe you visited another country and felt like you had been there, you just had deja vu about knowing the place or knowing the people who were there or things like that. I mean, that's part of it. You may have been noticing where your energy has been in the past, where you have been in the past as a being. And then also with different people. We do this all the time with different people. People we meet and feel like we've known forever. There's just a comfort level of, I know this person. I've you know, somehow gotten to know them in some other life, or there's just an experience. And people have dreams about past lives. People heal by looking at their past lives. So it's really one of the most enjoyable things to look at as a being on many levels. It's not the only thing. Certainly, most of the time I'm not looking at past lives. I'm looking at other things, but a past life might come up in somebody's healing or somebody's something that someone's working on. So I've got like a bunch of people lined up already. So I think I'll start with my first caller, and I'm just going to be giving you the past life reading. So there you go. You're live, or you're actually on the air now. Who's this? Hello there. I have you on my air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Arthur.
Arthur, nice to hear your voice. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from the San Fernando Valley.
Fabulous. Well, would you like a past life reading, or do you have a comment before we get started?
I've listened to your show before. I called in once, and I've never had a reading from you, and tonight I just thought, okay, I'm going to do it, and I just, here I am.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's all I needed. I just wondered if you had anything you wanted to say before I got into it. So, Arthur, let me just say hello to, really quickly, what I'm going to do is look at one past life that's coming up that I see. Now, first of all, and I didn't get to say this yet in the show, but I'm going to use your call as a way to kind of introduce this to people. You have many past lives you're accessing, and you might be accessing any of them at one time. And it's not that you're accessing all of your past lives all the time, but just that right now in present time, there's, you know, a number, depending on what it is you're working on or trying to learn or have. So really quickly, the picture I see with you is a picture of you in this, that it opens up into this really kind of quiet, peaceful scene on what looks like a river. You're a young man in this lifetime as I open it up, and it looks kind of like the American South. It looks like someplace in the South, and it looks like it's back in, you know, the 18th century, looks pre-world or pre-Civil War. And you're on this raft. It's a raft you built, and it looks like you built it with your father or your brother. And it's like a real, you're very farmer looking. You've got overalls on, you've got bare feet, it's summer, or it's very warm out, and you're on this raft by yourself. And it's a really simple, I mean, you know, not to sound like a cliche, but actually it has a real kind of Huckleberry Finn energy, but you're not Huckleberry Finn. He's a character. You're a real person in this picture. And I see you just being, it looks like you're at a turning point in your life. Like, it looks like it's you hitting, just sort of hitting the peak of adulthood, and you're having to make a decision. It's sort of like having to take some steps or make a decision. And it looks like what's happened too is you've had to go there a little bit early, because it looks like in the picture, it looks like your father has just died. And so you've gotten away from everybody, and it's very sad. You loved your father, and there's all this kind of being with yourself. It looks like your father's death in that lifetime had you go within, you know, more of a going within yourself and starting to look at yourself as a man, as you had seen him, you know, the way you had always looked up to him as being the person who was kind of the, you know, the one to count on or to look up to, or who was strong or who knew things. And you're realizing at this point in your life, in that lifetime, that now it's up to you to do that, because you're the man in the house now. You're still living, you know, you live at home with your family, with your siblings and your mother. And it looks like you're the oldest, one of the oldest, but you're definitely like the alpha, like the one who steps up. And I just see this, you being on, it's sort of this interlude time between the childhood and the adulthood. And it's sort of a from the past into the future. And I see you in this place where you're just by yourself, sort of contemplating it. And I don't see resistance. I don't see fear. I see more of a quietness. It's sort of like stepping out of space and time to go have this. And this looks to me like what you're accessing for yourself right now. It's like an interlude energy in between what was and what's going to be and what you're working on creating. So that's what I see.
Yeah, that's what I have on the table right now.
Excellent.
That's funny.
Yeah?
That's a little bit of everything. It's more than a little bit of everything. It's pretty right on the money about everything I have on the table literally right now. And the past life, my family's from Texas. And anyways, it's just a lot of, yeah, you're right on the money, Chris.
Well, it's just so much fun to read you anyway, Arthur. You just look like you're really in a great place, even if it's not always been the easiest. But thank you. And thank you for listening and for calling.
Well, thank you.
I hope to hear from you again.
Okay,
take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We're doing past lives. I actually have to show you, I have a mini little sculpture of, I'm sure, how one of my lifetimes ended. If you can look on my little live stream here. Okay, for those of you who aren't on live stream, I have this cute little skeleton that's hanging by its neck. And I don't know why I think this is funny, but I just happen to. I really, really, really do. I'm like, I know that a couple lifetimes I ended up like this, probably just to shut me up. I just know this. I was talking too much and saying too many things people didn't want to hear. But now I'm amused by those past lives, because now I get to say what I want, and it's really enjoyable and I'm having fun with it. Now I have another caller, and I'm going to give another reading. Hi, I have you on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. This is Ashish Kapadia.
Hello, Ashish. Nice to hear your voice. What can I do for you? Thank you. Thank you. Can I give you a past life reading, or do you have a comment first?
I do have a comment. I really do enjoy your show. Right now, I'm in India, so I don't listen to the show as often as I could. But it's really enjoyable. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Are you calling from India?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. All right. Well, let me take a look at one. Would you like a past life reading? I'll take a look at one of your past lives.
Yes.
Perfect. Let's go there.
What I wanted to know is, was I connected to any of my relatives, my wife, my son, or anybody else in my past life?
Well, you had many past lives, and I'm sure you were connected with a few of them, but let me just read and see what comes up. I'll look specifically in that direction and just see what I see. And the picture I see right away is actually you're I don't know where your wife is, your present time wife is in this picture, but I do see your son and I see your wife's mother. So there's something about her, like she's in the background more, but she's somehow part of this lifetime I'm looking at. And it does look like another lifetime in India. And it looks like it's, I'm seeing it as like 16th century or maybe a little bit later. Like it's really old. It's a long time ago. I don't even know why that number is just so, it's not even specific, but it's kind of random, but it's what I see. You know, it just came up that way. And the picture I see is you and your son. And in that lifetime, it looks like the two of you are very good friends, but it looks like you're either brothers or cousins. You know, you're related, but your friendship goes beyond the family connection. There's a friendship there. And there is a, also I see this picture of the two of you kind of being like yin and yang for each other, sort of like a balance, you know, going back and forth, balancing energies. So it looks like you take turns, you're about the same age, and it looks like you each have, there's a matching kind of similar ability to, looks like you both are very talented, but, you know, and I also see your family has money. Like the family is prosperous. They're landowners. They have education. The boys are being, you know, well-educated, all this stuff. So there's a lot of having in that lifetime. You know, it's not that you're, it doesn't look like ruling class, but it does look like there is a whole prosperity happening. And I see you and your son in that lifetime being able to somehow balance each other out. It's not that you always agree or that it's always perfect, but it looks like there's this balancing, almost like I keep seeing it as this back and forth motion, you know, kind of like waves going back and forth.
Okay.
And it's a very watery energy, so it's very emotional, but it also looks like that was certainly not the first lifetime you had together either. That it looks like in that lifetime, there were a lot of agreements made between you and he. So that's one thing I see. And actually, it looks very lovely to me. It looks like it was a good relationship lifetime for the two of you that lifetime. I don't see your wife that you have now in that life, but I do see others in the background who look like they're related to you now. And I do see your mother-in-law. Like she looks like she's a neighbor or a distant person, but she's still there. There's something with her there. And she is a female in that lifetime. So that's the thing that comes up right off the bat, Ashish.
Oh, thank you. If I can add something, was my wife and my current sister-in-law, means my brother's wife, related in the past by any means?
It looks like they were, but I have to tell you, I don't have time to go into another reading right now because I have like a whole bunch of people lined up. I'm just doing little mini readings. So, but thank you so much, Ashish. It's nice to hear you, and
thanks.
I appreciate that you listened from India and called in. Good night.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
Again.
Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. I just want to remind you, in case you're just joining me, I am Chris Cahill, and this is Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. And you're listening to a show about past lives, and I'm going to be giving a bunch of readings tonight, it looks like, because I've got a lot of people lined up. Just want to say a couple more things about past lives. What I'm doing is taking a look at just one simple little, fragment of a past life you're accessing in present time. And I'm going to be talking about what past lives do and what they help you with and how much fun they are actually to work with, too. So I'll go to my next caller. Hi, you are on the air. Hello there. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, I if I don't hear from you, I'm going to have to drop the call. Everybody, if you are calling to get a reading, please stand by and listen so that I can talk to you, all right? So let's see. Next, couple things. Couple things to remember about your past lives. A few considerations. You know, you've learned, experienced, healed, created karma, cleaned up karma, gotten hurt, gotten better, you know, met new people, made new agreements with all kinds of people, created things, you know, that you are now starting to have in this lifetime. You've done that in all your lifetimes. In every lifetime, no matter how short, how long, what you came in for, there were things you experienced and learned. And even if it was just like a simple little kind of drop in and out, or if it didn't seem like it was very much fun, there were things that you, the being, were working on and working on having. And it's always fascinating to look at that stuff. Now I have a caller.
Hi.
Hi, you are live.
Yeah, sounds great. And would you please give me my past life, how related with somebody around my current life, please?
Well, hello. Can you please tell me what your name is and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Shoko.
Hi, Shoko. I thought that was you. And where are you calling from?
From Chicago right now.
Wonderful. Well, let me just see what past lives come up for you, okay? Let me see. And whether or not it was with anybody you know right now, I'm just going to look at what I see for you. I'd rather do that because it's more interesting, actually. Because if I go searching for everything, then I'm not going to get to the point sometimes. So the picture I see is what comes up for you in present time. I see a picture of you as a little girl, just as I'm opening up this lifetime that I'm looking at. And it looks like you lived to be an old woman in that lifetime, but I'm just seeing you at the point I'm looking at as you as a little girl. You look like you're about 7 or 8, and it's just at that point in childhood when things are shifting. And it does look like it's a lifetime either in Japan. It does look like Japan, and it looks like it's sometime in the 19th century, so it's not even that very long ago in history, like, you know, 2 centuries back, but like late 19th century, maybe mid-19th century. But anyway, I see you as this little girl, and the thing I noticed right away is you as this little girl, and you've got your a nice garment on. You've got a nice kimono, a nice it looks like you're dressed up for some kind of festival, but you're by yourself, and your family, your mother, and everybody is off, you know, kind of in your mom's bustling in the house with everybody and sort of getting things together, getting the whole family ready to come out. I guess you're all walking somewhere for this festival, but you're outside with your flowers. It looks like in that lifetime you love flowers, and you have your very own little flower patch, you know, like where the garden is. You're allowed to have your own flower growing area, and you have your own flowers, and you grew flowers that were very different. Like you wanted to grow some kinds of flowers you saw that a neighbor had. And so you were able to do that. And I just see you standing there by your flowers, and there's something about standing. You're just very still. You're not doing anything, not looking at anything but the flowers, standing on the earth, looking at the flowers, and you're very, it's very comforting and healing to you. There's something about looking at these. And I see that what you're doing is you're looking at how the flowers grow and the simplicity of the flowers' existence, just how simple it is. It looks like you're very much a philosopher in that lifetime. You're like, you think deep thoughts, and you're this little kid who goes into these deep thoughts. And it's really a beautiful, simple, peaceful image. There's something just about you getting away from everybody else, you know, from the family, from everyone and what they're having, just for a few minutes, and getting your space with the flowers. It's almost like the flowers are teaching you, this is how you get your space. And it's really lovely. It's just a delightful picture. And that's what I see. That's what I'm looking at, Shoko.
Oh, that sounds great, because that's why I like the learning, the healing work, you know, meditation.
Oh, yeah. Because that helps you with that too. Nice. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, and thanks so much for listening tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye, Shoko.
You too.
Hey, everybody. I have to tell you that when I first became enamored of past lives years and years ago, it was many years after I'd started having feelings about them. When I was a little kid, I had just these feelings of certain things. Like I just knew something, or I felt like I'd been somewhere. And the first time I remember experiencing that was in history class in probably fifth grade. And we were learning about World War II. And it was the first time I consciously, like I had an emotional response to learning about certain things about World War II. And it was not just that I was horrified, but I just had this feeling, like it was just sort of a gut feeling of, oh, you know, and then I didn't even think that it would be possible that I was there. At the time, I didn't think like that. But at that point, it became an obsession. I just started really reading a lot about the war and just learning things. And over the years, you know, with the research I've done on just past lives and also then becoming a psychic and starting to read them and look at them, I've had a number of past life readings. And on, I think, three occasions, different readers have read the same World War II past life. It's really cool. And I really, really enjoyed that. Like, I thought it was really kind of fun, you know, to have. And I realized what I was learning then. I've also had dreams where some of the people I know in this lifetime, including an ex who shall not be named, was one of the Germans shooting me in that lifetime. So there you go. It's like, okay, I forgive you, dude, but you know, it's kind of funny. Like, it's not even like you think about it as being a bad thing now. But anyway, I have another caller, and I thank all of you for waiting. You are very patient. Hi, you're live.
Chris, it's Karen.
Karen Wolf, I had a feeling it might be you soon. I'm like, Karen's in this line and she'll be coming up soon. I just know it.
Karen's in the house.
She's here. Karen's in the house. So tell me, Karen, are you calling from Seattle?
Yes, I'm back in Seattle.
Right on. Well, would you like me to take a look at a past life to see what's coming up?
I would love to know what I'm accessing at the minute. This is a fun topic.
Oh, I love this topic. I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm glad you do, too. So let's just see what you're bringing up in present time. So the picture I see in present time, oh, God, this is like, I don't think I've ever seen a picture like this for you over the years. But one of the first things I see is that it's you as this, and it looks like it's sometime again, like 19th century, like fancy schmancy ball gown dress, this wild peacock feather hat, like headdress. And it looks like you're an opera singer or some kind of singer, like not necessarily opera, but you do sing opera, but you're this diva. And it's excellent. And you're in a female body, obviously, and you're a female diva in that lifetime, not a male diva. And you're singing, and I see you singing at somebody's and you just love the attention. The main thing is, like, you are the star of the show and you love the attention and it's fun for you. Like, you just really enjoy it. And it looks like you love all the things that have to do with the body in that lifetime. So not just the emotions and the feelings and the way that you get to use your voice and your body, but also really beautiful fabrics and how those feel and yummy food and, you know, like all these things. You know, there's just all the senses of the body. You know, the body, as you know, communicates through the senses, through the emotions, through the senses. And so there you are in that lifetime, not just getting to be kind of the star of the show, but really enjoying it. And it looks like you have the attention of this wealthy gentleman who's one of your patrons. And you are singing at one of his big elegant parties. Like, he's just like some really super rich guy. And he's very nice to you, and he's been helping you in your career, but he also has ulterior motives, obviously. And but you don't care, like, you're going for it. You're just like, you have no problem with it, and you are going for it, and you're singing. But there's so much emotion and joy and beauty in your performance that people are really, it's very, very healing. Very healing for them to listen to you, but also for you. So you're also a healer that lifetime, but you're a healer who gets to have. Got that?
Yeah.
That's a really nice lifetime, Karen. Beautiful. At least, not to judge
cool.
it, but it looks like lots of fun to me. But that's what I see you accessing right now, which is wonderful. So
I like this reading.
Well, I'm glad. I like that you called, and I thank you for that. And thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I am at my half-hour mark here of my show tonight, and I just want to say I'm Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, and this is real radio on the internet. Couple things. I come to you live every Wednesday from 7 till 8 Pacific time. I have a different show every week. Next week, we're going to be throwing a spooky, scary Halloween show. Boo. It's going to be really spooky, huh, Mindy? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mindy and I are going to both be in costume. I don't know about you, Mindy, but my costume changes daily.
Probably mine, too. I'm thinking. I'm trying.
Yeah. I mean, all I've come up with so far is eyeliner. You know, I have to figure out the rest. We'll see. So, actually, you know, Mindy, this looks like a good time for your reading. Would you like a quick little reading?
Yeah, this would be interesting.
All right, good. And those of you who are waiting on hold, I will get to you. Thank you for your patience. There's a bunch of people who are ready for this. So, but Mindy, I'd like to give you a past life reading. Would you like that?
All right.
Now you see what's involved.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let me just take a look at what I see coming up for you. The picture I see right off the bat is you in this lifetime somewhere in a rainforest, like you're this little kid and you're a little boy and you look like you're about 8 or 9 and you're like one of these kids who, and actually the kids, this looks like a really happy group of people. Like, I mean, life is, you know, the people live off the land and off the in the forest and on the water and, the kids are, you know, everybody's very athletic, you know, just like really agile and comfortable and able to really connect it to the earth. But I see that what you do, and I know you're going to be shocked about this, and I was wondering if this would come up, but the picture I see is you, it's your job to be, you've got to like, you're breaking apart coconuts and you're breaking apart different things, like different sizes of nuts and fruits, like different things that have to be hammered to be broken apart. And you start playing with them because of the sound. I mean, your people in your tribe make music. The people in your group make music, and they have indigenous instruments that they make, including percussion instruments. But I see what you're doing is you're playing with the sound. It looks like you just make sound wherever you go. You're always like pounding on things or playing with things and like making sound. And it's not that you're thinking of it as music. You're just interested. Actually, it looks too like in that lifetime you have a real facility for using your hands to feel energy. You know, you're really connected into things, or you feel things through your hands. You have very, very capable healing abilities, but also connecting, feeling things, like feeling the earth. And it looks like that's pretty inherent to the people who you come from. Everybody does that because it's natural. They're so connected into the earth and to each other and to energy. And so I see this as you feel the way, you know, like you know what is a good fruit to crack open and what is not by how it feels, you know, the weight or just there's a sense you have of it. But also you do it by touching it and by hitting it, you know, knocking it with something. So there's this whole really cool connection, and it looks like you do play music in that lifetime. But it looks like everybody who wants to does. It's just simply part of life. People make music. They do things. Some people tell stories more than they make music, and some people make music more than they tell stories, and others, like, everybody's got their things that they're interested in. But it looks like you're always in the percussion end of life. But it's like in a kind of an interesting way, like not just toward drums, but toward everything, you know,
cool.
Toward life in general. And it's really neat. It's like you go through life. There's a lot of learning in that lifetime about sound. And it looks like that's one of the big things you've been accessing this lifetime. That's for sure. You know, like accessing your information.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun to look at.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, all right. I'll take another caller since I have a never-ending wait here of people who want a reading. It's great. Hi, you are live.
Hi, Chris. Chris. It's Catherine.
Catherine, hi. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Yay. Oh, fantastic.
Well, good. Would you like
and kudos on the call from India.
I know. Well, that's one of my regular clients when he's in town, so it's kind of neat that he called from India. I like that.
Yeah.
So would you like a past life reading?
I would.
All right, good. I'll take a look at a past life that comes up for you. And the picture I see as I get started. Okay, here's this picture. At first, I was wondering if you were this first person I was seeing. And the first person I'm seeing is this, it's not you, but I have to say hello to her first. She looks like in that lifetime she's your mother. I hear something in the background. Do you have noise going on in the back?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I can hear everything. Okay, so what I hear is this this picture, what I see is this picture of this woman who's kind of an older woman who looks at first glance like Whistler's mother. It's not Whistler's mother, but that's how she looks. She's got that quality of kind of sitting and waiting, and she's a very old woman. And I don't see a man there. It looks like you live with your mother and your father's gone. And in the picture, what I see you doing at this point, like actually, it looks like you live with her, but so does your family, like your children and your husband. And, you know, so you're all living with her or she's living with you, but it looks like it was the house you grew up in. And I see you, there's something about your mother's energy kind of, she looks like she doesn't say much, but her energy is sort of real prevalent and there's a lot of sadness. And when I look, the reason why this looks like it comes up for you in present time is this picture of you starting to, at this point that I'm looking at in that past life, getting more neutrality to her sadness. It's like getting more neutrality somehow to another person's pain or troubles or choices. Actually, it looks like it has more to do with choices, like what that person's choosing to hold on to or what they're choosing to make real, you know, for themselves by being in it. And it looks like that's the thing with your mother in that lifetime is this getting, I see you at this point where you're getting real peaceful with the choices others are making rather than kind of getting caught in it. And that's just the energy. It's like, it looks like you start to very matter-of-factly work around her and you're not being held back waiting for her to change or waiting for her to you know, and she representing whoever in this lifetime, but that's the picture, is you not waiting anymore, you know, for others to change their ways or to change their attitudes, but that you are completely just going to decide to be autonomous and have your space. So that's the picture. It's like somehow freeing yourself from feeling like you had to hold back, you know, hold back from whatever because of other people's energy. And that's cool. That looks like a big place you're working now. I mean, I could go on about this, but this is, you know, this is what I'm seeing just as I give
a quick
look. Cool. Well, and I look forward to talking to you soon. I was going to call you today, but I will call you soon. We'll talk.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I am going to be continuing to give past life readings, and this show is about past lives. I do have a couple of little things to say here before we get into my next reading. Okay, few things. Now, I talked about how every lifetime you've had, you've created something different or you've accessed different kinds of energy. One reason why historical dramas and books are so much fun to watch and read, at least this is how I've always seen it, is that we like to imagine ourselves having been in those places or been in those lifetimes, or it just rings true, kind of like, I think I was there. Or sometimes it's more of a wish, like, God, I wish I had, you know, I wonder if I did that, or wouldn't that be fun to go back and do that? So it's like fun to kind of imagine. But sometimes that imagination is actually what you were doing. Think about it. Okay, next caller coming up right now. Hi. You are live on air. You're live on air. Okay, I had to hang that one up. Sorry. People, please pay attention. I'm answering my calls here. So next person will be coming up in just a moment. And also, not to be too naggy, but could you please turn your radio down? Okay, thank you. Next person. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, you're live, yeah. Who's this?
This is Katie.
Katie, hi. Nice to hear your voice. Where are you calling from?
Thanks so much. I'm calling from L.A. I actually called last week, and I was so excited about your topic that I called again.
Oh, good. I remember you. Nice to hear your voice again, Katie. Thank you.
Sure.
Would you like a past life reading?
Yes, I would love one.
Wonderful. Let's just see what you have coming up for you now. So, present time. I see a picture that looks like, and it's like instant, just like instantly I go there, but the picture looks like it's in the early time of this country, like on the northeast coast, you know, where the first settlers came in. And it's not at that time. It's not when the first people came in on the boats, but it looks like it's around the time, gosh, it's hard to say. I want to say sometime in the 19th century. But you live out there, and it's very Cape Cod-y looking. You know, it's that kind of an energy of the water. And I see you as a young woman on a beach, and it looks like it's at the end of the summer. The fall is just making itself starting to be known, but it still looks like summer. It's like late summer, or actually it looks like it's like early September. And the winter really hasn't started creeping in yet, but you can just tell. And people are not on the beach like they were in the summer. It's much cooler, but it's just really lovely. And there's a real magical, mystical quality to it. And I see you going there because you know a lot of people won't go there. Your family doesn't live too far, and it looks like when you get to take off and go, you know, step away from your duties or whatever it is, like when you have some free time, you go off on your own and you take off your shoes and you walk barefoot in the sand, and you're wearing this long dress, and you're, you know, it's not formal or anything, but it is the dress of the day, and you're just with your feet in the sand, and it makes you feel really alive. And what's really interesting, this is not something I normally see, but it looks like what you're doing is you're looking out at the water, and you're looking out at some of the ships that are out there, and you're accessing in that lifetime a past life where you were on the sea. So it's kind of like I'm looking at a past life where you're actually looking out and dreaming of the water, and also wishing in that lifetime, as you're looking out at the sea, wishing that you were in a male body, not a female body, because you want the freedom. And it looks like in that lifetime, that's one of the things you were trying to solve for yourself as you're becoming a young woman. Your family you have not married yet, but there have been all these negotiations about who you're going to marry and all this stuff, and a lot of pressure on you to be married by a certain age. And I see you looking out at sea and going, God, if I could just go run away and join, you know, some kind of merchant ship, I could do whatever I wanted instead of being told forever what I should do. And it looks like that's like part of what you're accessing now, is not wanting to be told what to do, like actually looking at the autonomy of deciding for yourself what your moves are, whether that's with family or relationships or your work or your culture or in general. So, but that's kind of funny, because it doesn't look like now in present time you wish you were male so much as you look at freedom, like there's a freedom picture. And what was also interesting is that this was like a place in the country where there was a freedom picture that was created, you know, and everybody's got different levels of what that means. What's a freedom picture? And it looks like that's one of the things you're working on right now, is, hey, what's your freedom picture? So you don't have to tell me that, but that looks like one of the places you're working.
All right. Okay. That's so cool.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening, Katie. I appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right, good night.
Okay, bye.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. I do have a little bit of an announcement to make here, which is that I'm going to be teaching a workshop in Los Angeles on I'm teaching a workshop called Gratitude to Greatness, on November 17th, it's a Sunday, from 1 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, with the amazing Liz McDonald, also known as the Yo Gangsta. And she and I, once in a while, teach workshops in psychic meditation and yoga. And we do these really fun, like we focus on a topic, and this topic is about working with the energy of gratitude as healing, and as also using it in your, not just your meditation and your yoga practice, but really how to use it to create more of in your life of what you want. So if you want to know more about this workshop or sign up, There will be a limited number of people admitted into the workshop. We can only fit so many in her studio at one time. It'll be happening in Atwater Village on that day. Very easy to park. All the important things you Los Angelinos need to know. Go to my website, chriscahill.com, and look under classes, and you'll see that workshop, and you can see more info. If you need to know more, you know, just shoot me an email, and we'll get into it. Okay, I'm on to another past life reading. Boo. Hi, you're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, it's Miriam. How are you?
Good, Miriam. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I couldn't resist. I had to call in tonight.
Well, I'm glad you did. Do you have a comment, or would you like a past life reading?
I wanted a past life reading, but I don't know if you can tap into this or not. I need a little career inspiration for the current life, so I don't know if we can make a connection to the past life for
inspiration,
or is that possible?
I'll just see if anything comes up, because I'm just going to basically access a bit of a past life for you and just see whatever comes up. And actually, even if it doesn't seem to have a direct link, there's always something you're accessing that's about what you're working on. So let me just see.
Sure.
And so the picture I see as I get started, and I'm really just diving a little bit into this one, it starts off looking kind of dark. Like the picture is, it's not that it's, you know, unhappy or uncomfortable or something like that, but it looks like it's like at night, but it's also like a real dark setting. Like it looks like there's no, I see you as a, and you're a woman in this lifetime, and you're outside and it's very windy, and it looks like there's an approaching storm. And I see you someplace in, I want to say like, it's like East Asia or someplace like that, Southeast Asia, East Asia. But your dress, it's cool out, and there's this approaching storm, and there's all this wind, and I see you wrapped in all these layers, like you've got a shawl around your head, and you're wrapped it across your face because the sand is coming in. It's like a sandstorm, but you're right near water too. So there's some kind of, maybe it's a monsoon, maybe it's a, it's not here yet. It's you know, in the distance. But even though everybody's kind of, it looks like everybody in your family is running around working on getting ready for the storm. You know, it's just, it looks like it's storm season and people are just kind of buckling down for it. You've already been working. You've been working all day long. You've been helping do the, you know, you have all these jobs you do, all these chores. And you're still at home with your family. You look like you're maybe about 16, maybe 15. And it's getting to the end of the time you'll be living with your family. It looks like you're going to be getting married within the year, and you'll be out. But for now, you're with them, and you like it. Like the warmth of your home, the warmth of the home you live in, it's just a place where you feel very comfortable. But you also like to go out by yourself, you know, not too far away, but kind of in the dark, in the wind, where there's no light, where you can just simply feel this. There's something about feeling the air, feeling the energy, the spirit, and you're not afraid of it. You really like it. Like to you, it's there's something you access on a deep level, a deep emotional level, a deep sensory level that has to do with that. And you're bringing in a whole, it looks like in that lifetime, one of the things you're accessing is your connection with spirit. And it's not a difficult thing for you in that lifetime. It's actually not frowned on either. People don't look down on it. It's also how you get your space from everything that's been happening. Kind of like you let the wind or whatever's going on with the air or the weather or the night wash over you, and you feel like you sort of let go of anything you were worrying about and let go of the cares of the day. It's kind of a meditation in a way. So that's what I see you accessing. It just looks like a wonderful, calming, healing, but very energizing level of bringing in your own answers, because it looks like you find answers to things when you do this. I would use that for your job, by the way. use the energy of getting your space, and that's what I see, Miriam.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Nice to hear your voice.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. We've got about 10 minutes. I'm going to try to get to all the rest of you callers here. So hang on. As soon as you pop up into my queue, I'll be able to communicate with you. And I think I have another person now. Hi.
Hello?
You are live on air.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Who is this?
This is Anna.
Anna, hi. Oh. Nice to hear your voice. Would you like a past life reading?
Of course. I would love to. I was waiting for this show.
Good. I'm so glad. I really appreciate that you called and you're listening. Let me just take a quick little look at what I see coming up for you. The picture I see coming up for you, the past life I see you accessing in present time. In this picture, you are female and you are, you look like you're older in this life, in that lifetime than you are in this one right now. Like it looks like you're at a later part in your life, but it looks too like you're at this place in your life where you've gone through quite a lot. You're the matriarch of your family at this point. It looks like your husband is gone at this point in that lifetime that you're accessing. And you have children who are nearly grown, and you've got, but it looks like there, it's not that you're alone in your house. It looks like you live with other family members, but it looks like you've also come to some real understanding for yourself about what it is, who are you, and what it is that you know, and what it is that you're capable of. It's a validation on some level, on a self-validation level. And I see you accessing your strength from that time. It looks like in that lifetime you went through quite a lot. And it wasn't always bad, but it looks like there was a lot. It was very a tumultuous time in history. It does look like Russia, by the way, whatever Russia was at this time, because this looks like, or however it was divided, whatever part of Russia. But it looks like it was peasant, almost like peasant farm kind of place, but also there was a town nearby, so not out in the middle of complete nowhere, but there's still like working the land, and it does look like 18th century or 19th century. And it does look like you have, like your family at the point you're accessing has food and has, you know, they're able to
bread, right?
Make ends meet and bread and all that stuff, but you're not impoverished, but it looks like at some points in that lifetime you were. So when the point I see you looking at, I see you standing there and you've got your, it's like you're just coming to a spiritual realization for yourself that you are a really good survivor and you're really strong. And there's a gratitude. I just see you having like this gratitude that is washed over you. And it just looks very healing. It's sort of just a moment in a life where you go, oh, you know what? I did okay. I'm still going. It's all right. So I like it. It's a good life, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome, Anna. So nice to hear your voice and good to have you call in. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. I'm so sorry about everybody who's online now. I may not get to all of you, but I will do my best to get to whoever I can. So hold tight. And I am still giving past life readings. We'll give at least one more here. So let's see. Who do we have next? Hi there. You are live.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, nice to hear your voice. Thanks for listening and for calling. Hey, what can I give you a past life reading?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love that.
Oh, my gosh. Immediately, this picture is you, older middle age, although that's hard to define, and you're an, it looks like either Eskimo or Canadian or Native, like indigenous tribe in the north, but indigenous, like, you know, living people who are from this area. And this is you, and you're in a female body, and you're also either a healer, doctor, medicine woman kind of person, but as somebody who has a lot of information and knowledge and connection to spirit and is revered in the group, you know, in the group of that you are from, for having this information and for being able to connect. And you have natural healing skills. In that lifetime, you're accessing your healing skills, your healing abilities. And I see you being at the point I'm looking at you at, you have been a healer since you were a child, and you're very much in a place of, like, there's a sense of sort of majesty and power around you, but it's not ego. It's an absolute just connection with spirit, but then also your presence, your physical presence is so very visceral. It's very real. You're not floaty. You're not like some airy fairy, you know, out there kind of healer. You're really present. And I see this picture of you getting ready to go work with a very frightened young woman who's about to give birth, and she's having a terrible birthing. It's just really not going easy for her, and it's her first time. And I see you just standing there, and there's something about you just showing up and your presence and your command. You have command over the room. You make it safe for her, and it looks like she comes through it just fine. You know, she and her baby do. But there's something about just your ability, like as a healer, one thing you learn in that lifetime is that you're not responsible for making it happen, but that you have a lot of power with helping it happen and with helping someone decide to heal or to have. And there's something too about you not being afraid of fear. And that's one of the big things you're accessing, is letting go of fear. Beautiful. Just a lovely, yeah, lovely one. So that's just a snapshot of what I see.
That's huge. Thank you so much.
Go have that one. I'd write it down if I was you.
I'm going to. Thank
Good.
You.
Well, thank you for listening, Jennifer, and for calling in. Bye.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm having so much fun. I have not given this many readings in one show. You know, it's really neat. I guess people are really love having a past life reading. And I know why, because, you know, it's a hello to the spirit on some level that's more than just this lifetime. That's really what a past life is about. You know, saying hello to that energy is you're not just, are you accessing information? Not just is it fascinating or interesting, or it might be that you've always thought about that yourself, but that you have a direct access to part of you. I have time for one more very quick reading. So let's see who I have here. Hi, you are live on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this? Who is it?
Leanne,
nice to hear your voice. I literally have about a minute and a half for you, woman, but it's so nice to hear your voice. Can I just give you a quick little past life reading, see what you're coming up with?
Yes, please.
Beautiful, and the picture I see, the picture I see is you as a little girl somewhere, it's like a really, it's a very warm, warm climate, and it looks like it could either be early American South, it could be somewhere else, like it could be actually south in also England or France, but actually it looks more like someplace south in France, like it's more warm, it's more sunny and warm than England. And that's the picture. It's summer, it's warm, but it's also, it's just very vibrant. There's something about the climate. And it's real, Mediterranean really rings right now. So what I see you're doing is you're climbing trees. And you're very, very good at climbing trees. You love climbing trees in that lifetime. And you have a mother who's a real, like, she's so female and so ladylike, and she's trying to convince you that it is not the best thing in the world for a young lady to do, go climb trees. But you're just into it. Like, you're like a little, you know, future Cirque du Soleil performer. You've got this, even though this is, you know, way before Cirque du Soleil. This looks like it's, you know, 19th century, 18th, you know, something like that. Modern enough, yet not real present time. And I see that part of what your mother's allowing you to do is do this at this point, but she's getting ready to put the clamp down when you get to a certain age. And I see you plotting your escape. You're like 8 years old and you're climbing in these trees, and you know, it's like you and your mother have telepathy in that lifetime, and you do not see eye to eye. And you're looking at, how do I escape her? And it's really an interesting energy. It's like you deciding, how am I going to escape her? And it's actually very, it empowers you. It's not a negative. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's more like you getting very inspired. It actually gets you very creative. You know, you start to look creatively at, how am I going to not do what she says I should do? Wait, now what do I want to do? And it looks like you end up creating a really kind of magical life that lifetime. You're very capable. So that's what I see. And I must say goodbye because my show's ending in less than a minute.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Good night, Leanne. Bye-bye. Everybody who's been watching and listening, and those of you who I didn't get to, I'm so sorry. Just didn't have enough time. We ran out of time. But I'm signing off for tonight. I'm Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Everyday Radio. Please catch me next Wednesday on October 30th for a show about ghosts and spirits. I want to thank Skid Row, want to thank Mindy and everybody else here. And you can find me at chriscahill.com, psychiceveryday.com, and find my show as a podcast on iTunes. So check me out in all those places, and I'd love to hear from you, and hope to hear from you in another show. Call on in and get a free live reading. So there you have it. Okay, everybody, this is Chris signing off. Good night.